this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. Today is Good Friday. I think every year, the number one question I get as a pastor is, why do they call it Good Friday if this is the day that Jesus went through such agony? Well, here's the short answer. The short answer is, he went through those beatings, he went through the mock trials, he went through having that crown of thorns pressed down into his skull, he went through the lashings, he went through the scourging, he went through being spat upon and cursed and made fun of, his garments being loitered around in a gambling game, and then nails driven through his hands and his feet, and literally the life falling out of him on that cross. Why did he do all that? So that our Friday could be good. His sacrifice, the perfect spotless Lamb of God, was on the road to Golgotha. Now, I've walked that road over in Jerusalem, and I have walked over to where you can still see the skull in the side of the mountain at Golgotha. And this was not as we imagine the old hymn saying, you know, on a hill far away stood an old rugged cross. It really wasn't. It was at the crossroads of thousands of people walking to and from. And he was within spitting vision. People would walk by and they would spit upon him and they'd curse him and they'd call him all kind of names. This was not on a sweet and precious hill far, far away. This was in the middle of the known world. And there it was, the road to Golgotha. In Matthew 27, we read about him being struck in the head. We read about him being mocked and stripped of his robe. We read of how they had taken this unbelievable long, it was like 2.5-inch long thorns they'd made a crown of, and they pressed it down into his head. And when they come to the place called Golgotha, which means place of a skull, you literally, when you look at Golgotha today, you can see it looks like a skull. And they offered him wine to drink, but it was mixed with a hyssop. And when he tasted it, it was like a sour drink, and he didn't drink it. And the soldiers led him away, according to Mark chapter 15. They led him away. Where did they lead him from? The governor's house. In Luke chapter 23, it says, when they led him away, they seized one Simon of Cyrene, who was coming in from the country, and they laid on him the cross because Jesus literally, under the weight of the cross and the beatings and the loss of blood, he must have literally been draining. Life was literally pouring out of the Lord. You look at that and you think, oh my stars. In John chapter 19, the gospel writer says, so they took Jesus and he went out bearing his own cross to the place called the place of the skull. And in Aramaic, what that means is Golgotha. That's where it comes from. Following Pilate's verdict, an entire battalion of Roman soldiers, around 600 men, gather around to mock Jesus, make fun of him in the governor's headquarters, the Praetorium, which also served as a fortress. These Roman soldiers in Jerusalem were known to play cruel games with condemned prisoners, so their actions in regard to Jesus aren't out of character. They dress him up like a pretend emperor with a violet red robe, a crown of thorns, a reed for a scepter, and they pretend to honor him by kneeling, and they're just mocking him. Oh my goodness, they had no idea what was ahead. The Lord Jesus begins his journey to Golgotha carrying his cross. And when I think about that, I think when they arrive at Golgotha, the soldiers offer Jesus this nasty tasting wine mixed with gall and myrrh, possibly like a sedative of some form of mockery. I mean, it just keeps on coming. And at the place of the skull, the crucifixion happens. Jesus is crucified between two thieves. But here's my favorite part of this story, is that Jesus, with one thief, says, today you'll be with me in paradise. And do you know why he made that claim? Do you know why he took that man? Because that thief uttered one word. He uttered the word, Lord. What is it that causes you to follow Jesus and take up your cross and follow him? My hope and my prayer would be that it would be the one word, Lord. Because when we let Jesus have control of our life, we have surrendered our life to the Lord. He owns us. He directs us. He loves us. His plan for us is good. His desire is to give us all. This is why he went to Golgotha and died and was murdered and killed and brutally beaten, so that we could have a Good Friday and we could call him Lord. My friend, reach out today and call him Lord and watch what he does in your life as he gives you life in abundance and life eternal. God bless you. I look forward to seeing you Sunday morning at 7 a.m. We have a sunrise service at the Sugar Hill Bowl, and then 8, 9:30, and 11 o'clock services here at Sugar Hill Church, along with we'll have a Sugar Hill Espanol service at 11 a.m. in our chapel. All of these services will be broadcast live on our Facebook page and always at live.sugarhill.church. God bless you on this Good Friday. Let him be your Lord. Bye now.